This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, the Organizing Lessons of the Bulgarian National History Museum. Was there anything I wanted to do that was not on the schedule? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I'd like to visit the National History Museum. Google Maps says it's only 16 minutes from where I'm staying by car. Is this possible? Invariably, the look on the faces of my new friends and colleagues was bemusement. Other museums were suggested. Distances were questioned. Schedules became more complicated. Until finally, the crazy American was humored and accommodated by the unfailing good nature of my fellows and others. The museum was a former residence and office of a past commissar with sweeping views of the city, grand marble staircases, and immense display rooms. While following the parade of history from Greeks to Romans to Turks to independence to the Soviet Axis until not quite today, I also looked at in awe at the similarity of the burial mounds in Bulgarian antiquity to the Indian mounds of North Louisiana. I learned about the changes in the alphabet that cemented the language, the up and down history of kings and pretenders from other countries. I also learned the subtext behind the wave of nationalism often in vogue in Bulgaria by looking at the huge maps that plotted Greater Bulgaria in the times when the country's border reached three seas rather than just the Black Sea in the east that some still harbored distant hopes might return. More critically, I was able to attach a historical context to some of the organizing proposals that I was hearing in various meetings thanks to stumbling on Vasil Anovov Konchev Levesky, called the Apostle for Freedom. Claimed by right and left as the revolutionary hero of the country's 19th century independence movement in Bulgaria during his short life from 1837 to 1873. Levesky, as he is known in the revolution, was a Bulgarian nom de guerre, meaning lion-like. Levesky had been a monk, but left to join early revolutionary movements outside of the country, but came to realize that another strategy was needed. Rather than believing in an armed campaign which sparked the revolution, Levesky argued for creating a network of local communities that would focus on planning, tactics, and weapon acquisition with discipline and in secrecy. He also famously wrote in a letter in 1872 that seeking foreign support, either financial or military, was the wrong strategy, predicting that he who would liberate us would later enslave us. For 4 years, until betrayed, he traveled the country building the local organizations, often dyeing his hair and wearing various local costumes. He was a consummate organizer, never seeking to lead the revolution, only to organize it, though by any means necessary. As an example, excellent example of a revolutionary fundraiser, Levesky also wrote in 1872, "Where there's money we can ask for, we shall ask for it, and if we're denied it, we'll take it ourselves." The Turks of the Ottoman Empire, after a speedy trial, quickly hung him. Similar organizing notions have been proposed to me for organizing in Bulgaria, including a network of 60 local committees with 15 members apiece that would scale up to 100,000 almost magically. Another variation had seen various organizing committees seizing issues and then following nuts and bolts, door knocking, to build an action base with dues and contributions. Neither were quite the Levesky model or the Acorn model, but doubtlessly the Bulgarian adaptations were influenced by the oft-repeated facts and legends of Levesky and a Samuel Adams and as a Paul Revere of independence. Valentina Guerreva, my colleague and fellow, told me a common joke or fable in every Bulgarian town was to ask local residents where they hid Levesky when he visited here. When my first full day in Sofia was February 19th, which some still celebrate here and recognize as the anniversary of Levesky's execution. Was that fate? Perhaps. Coincidence? Surely. How could a traveling organizer not love and learn from the story of Levesky and, of course, a visit to the National History Museum? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.